You guys see me? How you guys doing?
What's the reception been like when you return here?
Man, it's a real feeling, you know. Being back here, this is the place where I went to college from. My family is here, and now to be a Minnesota Viking is a blessing, man. I'm happy to be here.
How surprised were you when you got the call?
Very surprised. Actually, I found out more about it through Twitter than I did from my agent, but he called me right away, and Mr. Spielman called me also, and I was very happy to be here. I mean, called my wife, and she was going crazy.
How much do you feel that Norv Turner had a say in this and bringing you here? What was it like playing under him? What did you learn from him? What did he change about your game?
I believe he had a big say-so in me coming here, mainly because I was a part of his offense last year, and he saw first most of what I can do in this offense, and I believe that he's trusting me a lot to be here, obviously because he wants me to be here. So I just got to make sure I do my part and uphold all the great things he said about me.
What's the switch to tight end been like for you? It's still kind of work in progress?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can never take a day off being a tight end. You know, it's a lot more physical stress on the body, so that's why I'm mainly trying to bulk up my strength-wise because I'm doing a lot of blocking. That's the main focus I've been working on ever since I switched to tight end, because I've been able to catch is just the blocking aspect of it, so just getting used to that.
Have they given you an idea what your role might be here, or special teams, whatever?
No, not at the moment. They haven't. I mean, today was the first practice for me, just getting my feet wet, getting back acclimated with this playbook, and we'll see how things go from there.
What did you mostly do last year with Cleveland in your role last year?
Oh, it was a big role. I had a little wildcat package, the tiger, the two tight ends, well, the second tight end is the tiger and the normal tight end. So it depends on how things go here on what I'm going to be doing this year.
How tough was it to learn a new position at the highest level? I mean, this is not something that people normally take.
It's very hard. I mean, one of the big things you got to have is having confidence in yourself, because, you know, myself, being a quarterback in college, switching to tight end in the NFL is not very easy at all, nor going to fullback. So just got to be able to get knocked down and get back up and get ready to go next time.
How much weight have you put on since your senior year?
I'm more of the same weight, just more muscle-wise. You know, I've been eating healthy, trying to take care of my body, and it's big up here in the elite now, taking care of your body, so that's the main thing I've been working on.
You've lived here since, right?
Yeah, I've been living, my family been living here, and they just came up last season for Cleveland, but they've been back here ever since, and now we finally only got one house to worry about, so that's good.
What's it going to be like playing professional football in the town you played college football? Have you thought about that yet?
I've been thinking about it, yeah. I mean, I've been getting a lot of tweets on Twitter and Facebook messages from all my fans from college, and everyone from here that's saying that TCF is going to be rocking again, and I just can't wait to get back in that feeling, because I'm going to be a college atmosphere, but I'm going to be playing professional level, so I get the best of both worlds.
Paycheck's better.
Oh, yeah, also, too.
How many family members have already put in bids on ticket games? Trying
to see you. Luckily, I haven't gotten any requests from tickets yet. All of them been saying just how lucky they are and happy for me to be back here, and which I feel very blessed to be back here also.
Where's Tom?
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
Where's the biggest area you feel like you've grown since college?
Probably my just being an overall professional. I mean, just handling things, just learning from the older vets about, like I said, taking care of your body, especially during camp, and learning what to do and what not to do as far as social media-wise. And it's a lot of things that you learn from being around vets, and I feel like I got a good grasp of it so far.
Do you lobby for the same locker at TCF?
No, as long as I got a locker there, that's all that matters to me.
Heard from Jerry Kill?
Oh, no, not at the moment. I mean, I just got in last night at midnight, so I've been trying to move all my stuff from Cleveland up here, so I've been moving around a lot. So hopefully I'm gonna probably reach out to him later on this week or later on today.
How much you sleep?
I got about 3 or 4 hours in last night and then got back up here for practice and physicals and stuff, but that's part of it, man. Like I said, I'm happy to be here and I'm all for it.
With your familiarity with Norv, is it just jump right in and go, or is there still an adjustment period here for you?
Oh, it's still an adjustment period because, you know, I haven't been a part of this offense since last year, and I just worked on a new offense, so now I got to get back acclimated with this one. I mean, there's some stuff I remember today and some stuff I didn't, so just got to get back in the playbook and continue to meet with the coach staff.
From the outside, that your role might be quite a bit different than what you did in Cleveland. You feel like you can latch on as kind of that pass-catching tight end?
I mean, I just want to latch on, man. It's hard being on the list of where do I go from here on out. So I just want to be able to do as much as I can to make sure I can help this offense and this team be successful.
Do you want to take some snaps in Wildcat?
Yeah, I'm all for it, man. You know me, I'm up for anything. As long as I'm on the field and helping this team, that's all I can do.
Were you pretty confident when the Browns cut you that you were going to land somewhere? I mean, did you feel pretty good about, you know, despite the fact that that happened?
I was more confident because I had film, but other than me being a second-year tight end, I didn't know. That was the only thing that was a negative part of, like, who wants a second-year guy who's playing tight end in the NFL, but I was just confident in my athletic ability and that I had film, and I was putting on good tape, so that's what led me to believe that hopefully I would get picked up.
How much did
you learn from Turner as far as how he uses players, and what did he like in you when you were with him? What did he tell you about your game and the things that he wanted you to work on? Obviously, you impressed him for him to go out and get you again.
Just being athletic, you know, like you said, I was basically a mismatch for some sort of linebackers with my size and my speed and agility. And he just made me work on some of those routes. Because, you know, in the NFL, everything has to be perfect because guys up here are a lot more smarter and they catch on to little gimmicks. So you just got to be able to hide those and get it out of your break. So that was the main thing that we talked about and he had me working on last year.
Did you ever think you'd play another game at TCFX Stadium? Or how crazy is that you go back there?
I mean, I probably thought of it as an away opponent, not as a home opponent. But like I said, it's great to be here, and now I'm a home opponent, so I'm looking forward to it.
How much did you keep in touch with Norv as soon as he was named quarterback? Like, did you guys talk at all?
The last time I seen him was when I came home, and we had the pro day. The Govers had a pro day. He came over there, he spotted me. We started talking and joking around. I mean, I'm just happy that he has the confidence in bringing me here. He and him and the whole general staff here. So, like I said, I'm just happy to be here.
What was the whole Johnny football experience like? Was that a big distraction going on over at Cleveland?
I mean, not at all. I mean, Johnny's just he's a normal kid, but you know, everywhere he's going to be under the microscope. But he's around us. He always comes to work. I mean, he always works hard. He's a great kid, and he's learning the offense just like everyone else is. So, as a teammate and as a player, he's a great guy.
Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Good to be back. Thank you, guys.
Good to have you back.